apart from not scoring, you can't have any complaints about that, Paul.
Ah, we played well, Phil. It was a terrific first half. We executed our game plan like we wanted to. We thought Wythe would help us. You know, you see Daniel Jones going forward, and Tendai, he's a really good asset to us. Unfortunately, at the minute, we can't. We've got two games now without a goal, so obviously the pressure to bring strikers in goes on, which was what we all love. You know, but our lads don't know how to quit themselves, right? I'm really pleased with them tonight because we're a very honest group. You know, and I think our supporters can appreciate from what we do wrong now and again. I thought we were terrific first half. That was a really strong team performance. We needed that goal or two to make it a polished performance. Unfortunately, we never got it. You know, but we are in the market to make ourselves strong, and I think that can please everyone.
And we know there's a lot of players not 100% fit, not being training, so inevitably fading at the end, but then hit the woodwork twice right at the end.
Like J.O. struggled with training. He hasn't played competitive football and missed a lot of pre-season. He's getting just back now to it. Dan Gardner and Ollie Banks are not training at the minute. They weren't really ready to be in contention to start. Gary Roberts hasn't trained since MK Dons. So between the four of them, we're managing them. You know, so obviously the substitutions are dictated by that. And obviously one or two of our supporters, they've got to relax. You know, one or two are shouting at me about why do people come on and off, and I think to myself, if you knew what was going on, you wouldn't say it. So just give us a little bit more patience than you are, because we're trying to do our best for you.
Fleetwood won 3 out of 3, that says a lot, doesn't it?
We played well, Phil. We dominated the game, long spelled. We had some strong performance today. The group we've got at them in the place, we've got a very strong, they're good players. We can go away from there and handle the ball and play. Trying to bring one or two or three in to make us stronger. It's not as easy as you think.
You went in with a slightly different formation, more of a 4-4-1-1 today, with Roberts playing off Doyle. What was the thinking there?
Just that Boko would stop Sarcevic, because what Boko gives you is ridiculously honesty in his team. You know, Sarcevic gets substituted today and he's a very good player. It's due to the fact of Boko playing in that area of the pitch. Boko comes every blade of grass, he'll always pop up with a goal. He's a terrific professional to have around your club. He just plays in positions when asked, you know, not to Owen Doyle. And I think the honesty of him, that shines to him. Of course, now and again, when we do lack a bit of stuff, people will always be accused of why isn't he coming on and why he's not. You know, Dan Gardner can't be really introduced again now, because a week more and Dan will be back to fitness. Dan Gardner's a good player, Jay O'Shea's a good player, Ollie Banks is a good player. But at the minute, we haven't wanted to say too much because they're not all fit at the minute.